Спасибо, господин.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to thank the panelists for their interesting presentations. They did indeed discuss some important issues. I do have a few comments that I would like to share with my colleagues. In my opinion, our distinguished colleague from Cuba has raised an important issue regarding the applicability of the peaceful use of outer space. The answer of the distinguished representative of McGill University was related to the interpretation of this principle, which what is provided for by the term peaceful use. The answer was that this is non-aggressive use of outer space. I think that we cannot limit ourselves to such an interpretation in this case, and to be quite honest, in my opinion, this interpretation does not correspond to the reality in outer space. I propose that we take a look at the application of the principle of peaceful use of outer space through the prism of potential threats that could be created in outer space. And in this regard, for example, the weaponization of outer space, the deployment of arms in outer space, these create real threats of the use of these arms, regardless of why these arms were deployed there, whether that's for defensive or offensive purposes. It's the fact that arms have been deployed there that creates a threat. And the creation of such a threat cannot be considered in accordance with current international space law. And in this regard, I would like to have the comments of the distinguished representative of McGill University. The second question that I have is probably also going to be directed to the same panelists. When we are discussing the principles and norms of international space law, can we be discussing some sort of hierarchy amongst these principles? In my opinion, the principle of peaceful use of outer space is a fundamental, is a basic foundation, and it should be at the top of such a hierarchy. I do understand that these principles are all equally applicable, and we must consider them all together, but I believe that amongst principles and norms, there are such principles that would be a starting point in the consideration of any issues related to outer space, whether they have to do with peaceful use or with issues related to preventing an arms race in outer space. These are the two questions that I would like to ask. Thank you.